Welcome to another episode of Uncommon Ideas. Today we are going to complete what we started last week, unleashing the full power of your talent. In the last episode, we talked about the rules you need to obey for your talents to blossom into mighty trees. We discussed things like beliefs, preparation, character, and perseverance. Today we are going to continue, starting with focus. When you are just starting out, it is very easy to get distracted, especially when nothing is happening. There are two things here. Nothing might be happening, or they might be happening slowly. For example, the money might be coming in slowly. It might be coming in inconsistently. Now, you're on social media and you hear things like, I just made $10,000 selling my product, or I just got a job that pays me $50,000 every month and I'll be working from home. Now, you hear things like this and you are tempted to give up. You are tempted to jump ship. You are tempted to move to that thing. So you hear things like data science, software engineering, oh, these are the hottest things right now because they pay so and so amount. Now you are tempted to jump. What you have failed to realize is that those people actually went through a phase where everything was dry. Nothing was entering for them. Many of these guys struggled to get jobs at one point in their lives. They worked hard to master the skill. That brings me to another point. You need to chase mastery over money. This is your building phase. Don't use it to chase money. Use it to chase mastery. Let your goal be mastery. Don't create goals like $10,000 this year or $20,000 this year. No. Create real goals like, this year, I'm going to master how to sell online. I'm going to master how to use social media to generate leads. Next year, I'm going to learn how to use networks to sell to high net worth clients. Next 2 years, I'm going to learn how to use podcasts to share my message with the world. So you are learning different components of your talent. There's a saying that goes thus, I don't fear a man that knows 10,000 kicks. Rather, I fear a man that knows one kick in 10,000 different ways. Mastery should be the goal. If you place a nylon bag under the sun, nothing will happen. But if you put a magnifying glass between the sun and the nylon bag, then the sun will burn the nylon bag. What is the difference between scenario A and scenario B? Focus. The magnifying glass has focused the rays of the sun, thereby causing damage. If you want to make a dent in poverty, you need to focus your attention on something. Especially if you are young, you need to use your teenage years or your 20s to master something. Pick something and master it. It could be speaking, it could be singing, it could be writing. Pick it and master it. What kind of writing do you want to focus on? Content writing, copywriting, tech writing. What kind of writing do you want to focus on? If it's speaking, what is your message? What do you want to speak about? What do you want to teach people? How do you get clients? How do you get an audience? You need to master these things. And these things will take time. They will take time. They won't happen immediately you start. If it was like that, everyone would be successful because everyone will start. But it's not like that. It's tough. Success is a journey. Even when you start making the big bucks, that is not going to be the end. You can make more. You can make more. So you need to keep going. Don't compare yourself with other people. When you see people's success stories, don't abandon what you are doing for their own path. What you are seeing right now is the result. They are not showing you behind the scenes. People will not tell you what they went through. They will only come out to celebrate their wins. So don't compare yourself with other people. Compare yourself with yourself. I tell people all the time, if you talk to me today, by the time you talk to me tomorrow, I know new things. I've grown. I don't stay in one place. I am constantly learning. I am constantly growing. I don't take a break. Yes, I admire their success. I desire their success. But I also understand that since it took them a while to get there, it will also take me a while to get there. This is what keeps me going. Knowing that success does not happen overnight. It is a journey. Oh, you see a big time podcaster and you are saying, I want to be like that person. And then you start a podcast and in 90 days or 60 days or 6 months, nothing is happening. And you are tempted to give up. It doesn't happen like that. I was listening to a guy yesterday when he said that he did not hit top 10 until after 6 years. Now he's in top 10 and some new podcasters are looking at him like, wow, I can't wait to be like this guy. So 6 months, they are expecting to be in top 50. And if it's not happening, then they want to quit. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work that way. You need to chase mastery. In those 6 years, he grew. He learned how to talk. He learned microphone techniques. He learned several things. And that's why it looks like he's perfect today. And that was what got him to top 10. Because now he's perfect. He has spent all these years grooming himself. Now that he's perfect, he has made it to top 10. Same thing with musicians. You don't become a musician today and expect to top the charts. It doesn't happen that way. There are some musicians that seem to have made it overnight. No, a lot of them spent years developing this craft. We just didn't see them. We just did not see them. And during this period, they made a lot of mediocre music. But they did not despair because they knew that they were growing. They were developing themselves. By the time you come to the spotlight, you must be ready. Because the world will not tolerate mediocrity. You must be ready. So don't be in a hurry to become a mighty tree. It doesn't work that way. You need to build your roots. You need to make sure that your foundation is very solid before you start building. What is the point in the world seeing you today and then you crumble the next day? What is the point? So you might as well just spend this time building a solid foundation. Don't jump from what you are doing to what someone else is doing because nothing is happening. No, give yourself 7 years. I mentioned that before. 7 years and things will start happening for you. You start making the big bucks. No one pays an amateur the big bucks. No, it is the masters that earn the big bucks. So when you see someone earning the big bucks, trust me, they're already masters. They are masters of their craft. You can't expect to get to their level in 1 year or 2 years. You need to work your way there. You need to work hard to that level. Next point I want to talk about is relationships. One reason why many talented people are not successful is because they are either isolated or in the wrong circle. It's one of those things. It's one thing to not have any friends or acquaintances. It's another thing to have them, but they are the wrong people for you. They are not going to the same destination as you. When it comes to your success, you shouldn't be sentimental about the relationships you are in. I don't speak to a lot of my childhood friends today because they chose their own path. And their path is different from mine. Do I still miss them? Yes, I do. But we can't be friends. Because if we become friends, I'll be like them. And I don't want to be. I have my own dreams. I have my own desires. They have theirs too. Whether they are right or wrong, that is up to them. But I chose my own path. And when I saw that, look, our paths are not aligning, I moved away from them. Even when it comes to a romantic relationship, who are you in a romantic relationship with? Is it someone that adds value to your life? Is it someone that motivates you to succeed? Is it someone that fights for you to make sure that you succeed? Who are you in a relationship with? Who are your friends? Show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. That is not cliche. It is actually very true. If you see someone's friends, you can tell about 75% who they are. You can tell. If you want to meet somebody, meet their friends. When I want to choose a girlfriend, one of the things I look out for is their friends, their circle. I want to see their circle. So I'm paying attention to their circle. I'm paying attention to the things they are doing, things they see. Before I decide, okay, I'm going to ask this girl out or not. I'm not sentimental about these things. Are your friends winners? Are your friends building something? Have they built something? If your friends have neither built something or are building something, I can't ask you out. Because eventually, you will rub off on me. Your friends will rub off on you and you will rub off on me. And before I know it, I find that I no longer have the drive to build anything. I no longer have the drive to work on my dreams. Now I'm okay with the rat race. So you have to be careful with whom you choose to date or marry and whom you choose to hang out with. Very careful. Very, very careful. And you can't be sentimental. The late Miles Monroe described a friend as someone who is committed to helping you fulfill your destiny. Check your circle right now. The people you call your friends, are they helping you fulfill your destiny? Are they helping you to succeed? Check the person you are in a romantic relationship with. Are they committed to your growth? Are they committed to your success? Or is it always about sex? Is it always about the romance? Because they will say, date your friend. Well, your friend is someone who is committed to helping you fulfill your destiny. So is that person your friend? Or are you just moving based on feelings? Feelings will not help you become successful. Look, you need to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. That is what separates successful people from failures. Successful people are not sentimental. Do they have the emotions? Of course. I'm not cold-hearted. But we need to do what needs to be done. And that's why they will say that dreamers are selfish. Yes, they are. They are. If we are not going to the same destination, then there is no point being together. There is no point. Don't let your friends choose you. Rather, choose your friends. You can't be friends with just anyone. You have to be intentional. Look, one reason why you are not intentional about your relationships is that you are not clear on where you are going. And I will explain that more at the end. You are not clear on where you are going. You are not clear. You think you are clear, but you are not. If you were clear, you wouldn't be with the people you are currently with. There are two benefits of being friends with winners. Number one, you'll be motivated to succeed. And one reason for this is that you don't want to be dropped. If your friends are making $1 million and you are still on the level of $1,000, there's a very high chance that they will leave you. And look, they will do it intentionally. You guys will just drift apart because your conversations will no longer align. Your friends will be talking and you will not know what to say. You keep saying, deep. Yes, they will tell you that if you are among five rich people, you will be the sixth rich person. Yes, that is very true. But to be the sixth rich person, you need to add value to them. So when they are talking about $1 million stuff, you need to be able to talk. And how do you do that? You develop yourself. You need to add value to that conversation. If you are mute, if you are not growing, they will drop you. If you want to be the sixth rich person, if you want them to carry you along, then you need to add value. Don't be a deadweight. They will drop you. One reason why I'm no longer friends with my childhood friends today is because we just drifted apart. While they were focused on women, fun, and stuff like that, I just knew that I wanted more for myself. I've always had big dreams. These guys don't have big dreams. So what will I be doing with them? I'm talking about, doing this and this, and they can't relate. Why am I with them? They can't relate. Some of them even try to downplay those dreams like, it's not possible. Look at where we grew up. It's not possible. No one here has achieved anything like that. Oh, it's only rich people that can achieve things like that. They will try to downplay your dreams. So you need to cut them off immediately. What kind of conversations are you having every day? If you're not having conversations that build you, you need to watch those friendships. You need to watch those relationships. What kind of conversation are you having with your romantic partner? Is it always love, 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 love? Or are you talking about the project you are currently working on? The next project you plan to work on? How can we work on this project together? How can we get 1,000 people into the webinar? Are these the kind of things you are discussing? Or is it always about, how are you? Have you eaten? Where are you going to today? How was your day? Those things are important, yes. But that shouldn't be the beginning and end of your relationship. There has to be more. Unless, of course, the both of you don't have big dreams. That's fine. Look, it's fine to not have big dreams. But if you are listening to this podcast, then you have big dreams. So I'm definitely talking to you. You can't be with someone that has small dreams when you have big dreams. It can't work. It can't work. You guys will always, always have issues. You might not discuss those issues, but in your heart, you have issues. You guys will always have issues. Number two benefit of being friends with winners is that you have access to privileged information. Some time ago, I was discussing with my friend and I was sharing business ideas with him. I was talking about what I was currently doing. I was sharing with him my plans. And while I was doing that, I told him I wanted to purchase something from a brand. And he told me not to go there. Reason being that I would lose a lot of clients. Their service was just that bad. He told me how he lost a lot of clients when he used them. So he gave me a better option. And when I checked out that better option, it was truly, truly better. Now, that was not all. The next day, he also gave me an emailing service. This service would let me build my email list and send emails for free as long as I did not exceed 2,500 subscribers. He gave this information to me for free. I wouldn't have found this information in a book online. But because I was friends with someone who had built something, I was able to get that information. Your relationships are very important. There's a movie called Teen Wolf. If you watch that movie, you will see that in a pack, every wolf has their own strengths. And that's what makes a pack powerful. It's the coming together of the strengths of different people. And they all have the same goal. They need to hunt. A wolf who doesn't want to hunt cannot be in a wolf pack that wants to hunt. It can't. I love you, but I need to love you from afar. Call me whenever you need anything. You need to learn to identify those you are born to serve and those you are born to do great things with. Don't get me wrong. When you are in a relationship with people you are going to do great things with, you also need to serve. Yeah? But what I'm talking about is serving without getting anything in return. There are some people you are born to serve. They cannot pay you back. That's fine. Those people are very important. They give our lives meaning. But for those people who are going to do great things with us, it's an exchange. Doesn't mean we don't love each other. No. We still love each other very much. But look, we are on a mission. We are on a mission to change the world. If you want to change the world, stop being friends with those who are okay with the rat race. What are you expecting to come out from that relationship? No, be friends with people who also want to change the world so that your every conversation, you learn something new. You will learn something that will bring results. Something that will move you closer to your goal. Stop spending time with people who waste your time. Stop doing that. You're an adult. You can't keep acting like a child. You need to take responsibility for your life. You can't be emotional about these things. You need to take responsibility. Do what needs to be done. If you are in a relationship with someone that is not going the same way as you, drop that relationship. It's going to hurt, but drop it. Don't worry, you'll meet other people. There are billions of people in the world, so you'll meet other people. But you need to do what is best for yourself. Donald Trump once said, "If you are dreaming at all, you might as well dream big." This brings me to the next point. How big are your dreams? How many countries do you want to serve with your abilities? How much do you want to make per month with your abilities? How many clients do you want in a month? What kind of office space do you want? What kind of brand do you want to build? You need to visualize your ideal life. You need to ask yourself some questions. You need to visualize what you want your life to look like before you start this journey. I must warn you though, one thing that keeps people from dreaming big is that they filter their dreams. They filter their dreams through their current circumstances. For example, the money in their account, their environment, the kind of home they came from, whether rich or poor. And this is absolutely normal. There is something in the mind called the reticular activating system, also known as RAS. Let me explain to you how it works. Have you ever thought about a particular kind of car? And throughout that month, you saw that car a lot. Since you're in that environment, you had never seen that car before, but suddenly, you're not seeing that car everywhere, and you're like, wow, I'm in a rich environment. I didn't know that people had this car in this environment. Now, what just happened there is that your reticular activating system helped you to filter all distractions. So what happened there was that your RAS helped you to filter all distractions and focus on just one goal or dream. So when you focus on something, your RAS filters every distraction so that you can now see clearly the opportunities that will help you get that thing you want. That's why I believe so much in the law of attraction. It has also worked for me. The first time I saw The Secret and I was hearing the things they were saying, I thought that they were just lying. I thought that it was too good to be true. I thought that something like this did not exist. But I'm telling you, it has worked a lot for me. I have gotten so many things today through the law of attraction. The RAS is in your mind. You were born with it. Everyone has it. Once you focus on something enough, your RAS will filter every irrelevant information so that you can see clearly everything that will help you achieve that thing. That's how it works. As good as this thing is, it can also work against you if you have limiting beliefs. If you focus on things like, I'm not from a rich home, nothing good can come out of me, your RAS will filter your big dreams. Your RAS will not let you dream big. Whenever you think about big things like, I want to have 6 fashion stores in 50 countries, your RAS will bring up the fact that you are not from a rich home. Your RAS will bring out the fact that you don't have what it takes to achieve this thing. Your RAS will tell you that it's only people from rich homes that can achieve this thing. And let me shock you, you will now begin to see people from rich homes achieve great things. And then you will tell yourself, you see, I said it, I can't achieve this thing. It's only rich people that can achieve it. And before you know it, you are back to dreaming small. So you need to be very careful with the way you think. In the last episode, I talked about what you need to do to address your limiting beliefs. If you have not heard the last episode, go and listen to it. You will learn how to fix your mindset. How do you dream big without filters? Very simple. Before you start dreaming big, study those who succeeded in your industry against all odds. About 3 years ago, I read the story of a woman who came from a poor home but got an admission into Harvard on a scholarship. She was determined. She didn't focus on her circumstances. She focused on her dream, Harvard. And she got in. So don't focus on your circumstances. Focus on your dreams. One way I help people dream big is to ask them the question, what would you want to achieve if you had a genie in a kettle? If you had a genie in the kettle and it asked you to make 3 wishes, what wishes would you make? Who would you want to be? That's how you find out your dreams, your real dreams. So dream that way. Just imagine that you have a genie in the kettle. Let your focus be on that and begin to dream. You'll be amazed at how big your dreams will be. Just write them down. No matter how big they are, write them down. No dream is impossible to achieve. I'm telling you, the world is way developed today because people dreamt big. Take a look at your phone. No cord, but it works. You can call anyone in any part of the world. Someone came up with that idea. And when the person first came up with the idea, people said it was impossible. But look at where we are today. When Elon Musk wanted to go to space, people said it was impossible. People said it was unsafe. But look at where he is today. Your dreams are not impossible to achieve. I'm telling you, they are not impossible to achieve. Just write them down and get to work. You will not be the first person to start in unfavorable conditions. And you won't be the last. So stop the self-pity. Stop the self-sabotage and dream big. You have all it takes to achieve your dreams. You do. Now that you are done dreaming big, what do you need to do next? You need to create an action plan. An action plan consists of the following. What do you want to achieve? What steps do you need to take? What resources do you need? Who do you need in your circle? Remember, I told you earlier that the reason why you are in the wrong relationships is because you are not clear on where you are going to. If you were clear, you would know the right relationships to be in. Once you know what you want to achieve, once you have your dreams in sight, you will know the kind of people you need to be around. You would know. I'm telling you now, you would know. The reason why you are picking your friends based on feelings is because you don't know where you want to go to. You think you know, but you don't. If what you are going to is very clear and it's on paper, trust me, you will not make friends based on feelings. You will not make friends randomly. You will be very intentional with the way you make friends. You'll be very intentional with whom you go into a relationship with. Another question is, where do you need to hang out? For the opportunities you are seeking, who are the decision makers? Where do they hang out? Begin to hang out there. Your dreams might require you to change entirely the places where you hang out. I would know that. I'm now very intentional with where I hang out. Very intentional. I don't hang out anywhere. Even if I have to spend a lot of money to hang out there, I would, because it is necessary. Sometimes I hang out in places that just make me believe that my dreams are not impossible to achieve. I was in a place one day, I was in a hotel one day, and these men were discussing a very huge contract behind me. This contract cost a lot of money, a whole lot. You know what that did for me? It showed me that there's a lot of money in this country, Nigeria. There is a lot of money. You see, but when you hang out around wrong people, you start hearing things like there's no money, there's no money. There is money. There is money. These people were negotiating a very huge deal behind me. There is money. There is money. The problem you have is that you are not hanging out in the right places and you are not in the right circles, or you are isolated. So if you obey these rules, if you follow these principles, your talents will take you to unimaginable places. Yes, you have your dreams written down, but if you follow these principles, you will achieve beyond what you have written down, way beyond. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it helpful, share with everyone you know or everyone you come across. And don't forget to subscribe or follow this podcast. See you next time.